In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
I will read just two verses from Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." All religions, in fact, are concerned on repentance. Rarely you can find any religion which is not concerned in repentance. What is the difference between our concept concerning repentance and the repentance in other religions, whatever are these religions? If I ask, what is the meaning of repentance? What is the meaning of repentance? Somebody imagine that I have to bring a paper and write all my sins. I lied many times, I have bad thoughts, my heart is very narrow, I condemn or judge some people, and I try to bring this paper in my confession with my father in confession, and I tell him that I am a sinner, I did so and so. In fact, it is not the real confession. It is not the real repentance in Christianity. What is repentance and confession in the view of Christianity? At first, repentance means to give your back to the Word and to give your face to the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God created me to be His own child and to enjoy the fellowship with Him. He wants me to be a king in this world. He created, as Saint Gregory of Nyssa said, He created the whole world, not only earth, but even sun, moon, and all stars, especially for Adam and Eve and all their children, so that they may become kings and queens. When we give our back to God and we are focusing our eyes on the Word, we lost all our power, authority, love, joy. Then repentance is to make a U-turn. Instead of looking towards the Word and your back to God, you make U-turn, you look to God and give your back to the Word. Although this Word is very beautiful, it is created by God, it is created especially for me, but I am not a slave of this Word. I can possess the Word, but the Word cannot possess me. I am the master of the Word, and the Word is not my master. I am not a slave to the Word is a slave to me. Then, in fact, repentance is returning back to the original when Adam and Eve was created, and they enjoyed God, especially the Logos, who always was walking in the Garden of Eden, and we can't imagine how they were very happy, how they can rejoice when they heard the voice of the Logos. The Lord Jesus Christ asked His disciples that they preach men saying, "Repent." He didn't say, say, oh, you have to repent by making a list of sins and say we are sinners. It is important, and it is, we have to confess that we are sinners. But what more important, I give my eyes, I focus my sight to, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and said, oh, I don't like to be a slave to anything, even what is good in this world, because you are mine. I am proud of you, for you are my richness, you are my righteousness, you are my joy, you are my happiness, you are everything in my life. Then repentance, in fact, is returning back, returning to the bosom of the Father through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, his redeeming work on the cross, by the work of his Holy Spirit, whom we received, as his grace said in the morning, that we receive the Holy Spirit in the, what sacrament? In which sacrament? And with baptism? Huh? The Maron or Chrismation? We receive the Holy Spirit. In baptism, we became members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Maron or in Chrismation, we receive the Holy Spirit, and he guides us all our life so that we may beautified, become icon of the Lord Jesus Christ, and enjoy the widow, or the, I can say, the celebration of marriage, or the wedding celebration, the spiritual one in heaven at the last day. Then repentance, in fact, is returning to God. Not by orders, not by commandments, but it is through love, which we enjoy it through the work of the Holy Spirit within us. I want here to clarify what is the meaning also of confession, to confess. I remember once in Los Angeles, I asked some person in your age, what about your feeling when you are confessing? What are your feelings? One of them said, oh, scared. It is a terrible thing that I clarify and confess my sins to the priest. In fact, confession has two aspects in the Bible. The first aspect, when we confess how God is lovely, how I enjoy the work of the Father as my Father, and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ as my Redeemer. I am a member of his body, and the work of the Holy Spirit, who renew my inner man and beautify my inner man to be an icon of the heavenly groom. Then confession, in fact, at first I say to God, thank you, God. Thank you, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The second point, I said, because I look to you, and I enjoy the fellowship with you, therefore I confess I am a sinner. And when you go to the priest and say to him, Father, I am a sinner, and I did so and so and so, he says it is half of confession. You have at first, when you speak with your Father in confession, at first you thank God. You say to him, oh, this week God granted me to be in the church. He granted me to pray the Agbaya. Truly, for two or three times I was very lazy, or I couldn't pray. I have some sins. Before confessing of sins, we have to confess of thanks of the Lord, of the work of the Holy Trinity in our life. When we pray, the psalm in the prayer of sunset or the 11th hour, we start by confessing that God is good. When we pray the Agbiya, the canonical hour, we start with which? Psalm 50 or Thanksgiving? Which one at first? Thanksgiving. Then the church tells me, when you pray, before saying, I am a sinner, I have to say thank you for you are forgiver of sins. Before saying, I am very bad, I say to him, thank you for you can change me from a sinner to a saint. Thank you for your love. You are my father and you are taking care of me. Unfortunately, many, when they confess, they just look to their sins and not they are focusing on the work of the Holy Trinity. When Saint John the Baptist, even before the crucifixion, spoke about repentance, as we heard now in Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, it is said, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judah, saying, repent, not because you are sinners, but he said, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at my hand. The kingdom of heaven is in my inner man. Therefore, when I repent, I have to look within myself. My Lord wants to establish his kingdom within me. Saint Augustine was, in fact, truly a repentant person. He loved sin. Every time he used to say to God, God, my Lord, I love sin more than you. I want to repent, but not today. Leave it tomorrow. I want to enjoy sin today. And for a long time, many years, he wanted to repent, but he couldn't. When he heard about Saint Anthony the Great, and he looked how Saint Anthony focused his eyes on the kingdom of God, he started to weep and said, God, I want to repent. If I say, leave it tomorrow or postpone it tomorrow, please grant me to repent this today. I want to love you. Then we are in need to focus our eyes on whom? On God. This is the starting point of repentance. Even when it is said in the book of Acts, I recite to now, then Peter sent to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Truly, I am a sinner. I am in need to confess that I am a sinner. I have to weep or to be in grief of my sins. But at the same time, even this grief is absorbed in the joy that I found my Lord Jesus Christ, the forgiver of sins. When one of the young ladies said to me, I am scared when I went to Abuna, to the father in confession and to confess, I told her these words. What about the feeling of a little lady when she is engaged and after a year she will be married? She will be in grief or in joy? Joy? Are you sure? Sure, if she loves whom she will be her husband in the future. She rejoices. Will she sleep at her bed and said, oh, after a year I will be a bride, or she works hard for this hour, the celebration of the wedding? She will work or not? Oh, She asked her mom, her friends, all the family to be involved, because just after a year she will be married. Just she wanted to see herself the most beautiful bride on the day of her wedding. I remember once a little lady came and said, "Abuna, can you give me the keys of the church?" I said, "Why?" She said, "You know, after 6 months, it will be my wedding celebration." I said, "But it is far, 6 months." She said, "Oh, it is short time. 6 months, I am preparing everything for this moment." She surely was working very hard. What about her feeling on the last week before her wedding celebration? She will work more hard or less? More. Would she be happy or unhappy? Happy. What about before the marriage, just 3 or 4 hours, and she had the coiffure? She is happy or she is not happy? Happy? But she is tired? Surely. She worked very hard all this year, especially in the last week. I usually say, Abuna is the coiffure of the people. He wants to beautify the soul to be the bride of Jesus Christ. Then why I say I am scared? I am rejoicing because I am not coming to Abuna. Abuna is the instrument. He rejoices with me. He is in need to repent as I am, as I repent. When I confess, in fact, the Holy Spirit is working in my heart and in the heart of the priest. Therefore, I usually say the priest is the coiffeur who prepared the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ to be very beautiful, not by his efforts. It is by the work of the Holy Spirit who sanctify the confessor, who beautify his or her inner man, who works within the heart and even the conduct from outside of the person who confesses. Therefore, we have to rejoice. When I go to confess, I see, I feel, oh, I am on my way to the ceremony of my wedding, which angels, archangels, the cherubim, the seraphim, all the heavenly hosts are in fact waiting to see this joyful day on the last day when all of us will be truly the most beautiful bride, the eternal one, the heavenly bride to the heavenly groom. Then what about repentance and confession? Is it to be grieved or to rejoice? Rejoice. I am grieving on my sins. I feel I am very weak. But in fact, I am proud that my Lord Jesus Christ is working in my heart, and the Holy Spirit, it is his pleasure to renew my life daily, so that truly I become the icon of my groom. Then the end of our repentance and our confession, as I said, to confess the work or the works of the Holy Trinity. When I come to my private room for repentance, or when I come to the priest for confession, I feel the Holy Trinity is working in me. I look to the Father, he is opening his bosom and saying, "Welcome, my child. Welcome, you have special place in my heart. I am waiting for your coming. I sent my only begotten Son to the world to redeem you. I sent my Holy Spirit to work in your heart." Then I enjoy the work of the Father, the work of the Son, the work of the Holy Spirit when I repent and when I confess. There is no separation. between repentance in my inner room, in my private room, or my confession before God in the presence of my Father in confession. How can I enjoy repentance and confession? At first, we have to look to repentance and confession as returning to the source of joy, to God Himself. God, in fact, is the source of joy. I usually say, when you want to know you are in Christ or outside Christ, what is the thermometer by which you know that you are in Christ or outside Christ? If we are rejoicing unceasingly, we are in Christ. If we are not rejoicing continuously, we are outside Christ. Do you know the story of Abbot Apollon? Who knows it? Nobody? There was a person called Saint Jerome in the beginning of the 5th century or the end of the 4th century. He went to Egypt and he wanted to visit many monasteries. He lived for many years in Egypt among the monastic life in monasteries and among some hermits. He went to Upper Egypt in a monastery called in Ancena. And the abbot, the father of the monastery, was called Apollon. He rang the bell, and the guard of the monastery opened the gates, and he praised him. He was astonished. He said, "Oh, do you know me?" He said, "No." He said, "Why you are very rejoicing, and you are welcoming me by this way?" He said, "This is our way. We love every person, and we always are rejoicing." Then he entered the monastery in the guest house. He noticed all the monks, all those who are working in the guest house, are rejoicing. Then he asked them, "Is it today a feast?" They said, "No." He said, "Why all of them are rejoicing?" He said, "This is our attitude in all the monastery." He said, "How is it?" He started to pass inside the monastery. He noticed all the monks, without any exception, all they are rejoicing. I hope I see all of you are rejoicing. This is the church. It is the icon of Christ, the icon of heaven. Then he asked one of the monks, "Why you are rejoicing? All the monks are rejoicing." He said, "Oh, Abbot Apollo used to walk inside the monastery, and when he finds anyone upset, he asks him, 'Are you Christian?'" He says, "I am a monk." He says, "I am asking a question. Are you Christian?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Do you believe Christ is in your heart?" He said, "Yes." He said, "If Christ is in your heart, you are in grief or you are rejoicing in joy. If you want to be Christian, you have to rejoice unceasingly." Saint John Chrysostom used to say the church is an icon of heaven. Do you think when we will go to heaven on the last day, we will find one of the archangels are upset? Do you think that? Surely no. Or there is a problem between Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, or one of the cherubim gives his back to another one of the cherubim? Never. All are rejoicing. Then if we want to be the real church, we have to rejoice. Can we practice this exercise? We never be upset, even at home, even with our parents, even in repentance. When I repent, truly I am in grief because of my sins, but I am rejoicing that I found the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of joy. Second thing, repentance is not just to be at your private room and say, I am a sinner, and try to calculate all your sins, or just to sit beside your father in confession and to tell him about your weakness or sins. All these things are very important, but repentance is a life. I see my Lord Jesus Christ in every place and in everyone. I see my Lord Jesus Christ in every place and in everyone. If I am in the church, I repent by giving my all my emotions, all my inner sight toward the Lord Jesus Christ. If I am at my private room, whatever I am doing, the icon of my Lord Jesus Christ is imprinted in my inner eyes. Nothing can prevent or separate me from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do you know why Solomon said about the bride that her eyes are like what? The eyes of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like what? Like doves. What does it mean that the bride's like doves? When I look to your eyes, I see my picture in your eyes, inside your eyes. When my eyes looks like doves, it means the Holy Spirit, in fact, is before me all the day and night. Then the picture or the icon of the eye of the Holy Spirit is depicted within my inner man. I see my Lord wherever I am. If I am at home, in the school, in the church, while I am sleeping, while I am driving my car, whatever I am doing, and wherever I am in the united with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Second thing, which is very important, do you want to repent? There is a very important exercise. I want to ask you just a question. If you want to return to your house, will you call your dad or your mom and say to them, I want to return, will I enter the house or not? Will you call when every time when you are returning home, you ask them to have a permission to enter your home? Yes? No? Okay. The problem, we do not deal with God as He is our home and He is our Father. I deal with my Lord, I have to deal with Him as a child with his father or mother. As Saint David, the king and prophet, he said that he looks like a baby on the chest of his mother. He in fact felt that there is a close relationship between him and God. Then when I pray even in the Agbaya, the canonical hour, I am speaking with my Lord. Truly, I have to be in order. I have to make matanyat. I have to speak with him in the fear of the Lord. But at the same time, I say to him, you are my father. I am speaking frankly with you. I tell you just a story. You like the stories? Okay. A real story. Once a person said to me, there is one of his friends who live in sin, and he insisted not to repent. And he said, I will never repent at all. I love sin. Even if God descends from heaven, I will not leave sin. I met him, started to speak with him for a long time, and at last he said to me, "Father, don't waste your time. I love sin, and I can't repent. Even if God himself will come to speak with me, I will not accept him at all. Please, you can go to any other person and don't waste your time." I said to him, "Do you love?" He loves a very beautiful lady. I said, "Do you love her?" He said, "Yes." And she was not Christian. I said, "Do you love God on the same level?" He couldn't answer. He said, I asked him, "Can you pray every morning and night and say to God, are you more beautiful than this lady? If the fellowship with you is very sweeter than my relationship with her, how can I say that to God?" I said, this is the fact. Do you love God or you love sin?" He said, "Okay, but I believe God will not change anything. Do you believe in miracles?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I don't believe." I said, "Just do that." He said, "Okay, but I will not go to the church. I will not read in the Bible," and so on. I said, "Just ask God. If he is more beautiful, is the fellowship with him is more sweeter than what you practice every night." He started to do that. After a couple of weeks, I met him. And I asked him, "What happened?" He said, "Abuna, I told you, you are wasting your time. I love sin. I can't leave this lady. I don't want to marry. I don't want children. I will live all my life in sin with this lady." Then I started to speak with him. He said, he repeated once and again, "Please, Father, there is no hope in me. I don't believe in the miracles of God." I started to pray, and I felt he was very upset because he had an appointment with the lady, and he left me after the prayer directly. On his way to the apartment, one of his friends catched his hand and said, "Where are you going?" He said, "To the flat." He said, "Oh, you don't know what happened?" He said, "What?" He said, "Gamal Abdel Nasser, yesterday, he gave a speech, very serious speech, and said, if any person, if even my child or one of my brothers or sisters are taking drugs, he will be in the jail for 25 years with hard labor. And just now, from 2 minutes, there is a group came from the palace of Gamal Abdel Nasser from Cairo, and they are in your flat, and they seized the people who are taking drugs in your flat, the ladies and the men." Then he returned and called me and said, "Father, the miracle happened." I said, "What?" He said, "I can't speak, because at Gamal Abdel Nasser's time, nobody can speak in phone. All the phones were under the control of the government." He said, "I want to meet you tomorrow." When I met him, he said, "Oh, do you know your prayer? Just 2 minutes delivered me, saved me from 25 years in the prison with hard labor. Now he is married. He has children. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ. He is in fellowship with him." It is through his word or his speech frankly with God. "I love sin. I am in need of your help. I believe in your grace, but I want you to work in my heart." We are in need to be very open in our speech with God. I hope truly all of us to enjoy repentance and confession. Not to look to repentance and confession as a duty we have to do or as a command we are obliged to practice. We have in fact, to look to repentance and confession as a gift from God. It is the work of the grace of God in me that I repent, I return to my God, I see Him, I enjoy the vision of God within my heart. I know many persons, when they repented, truly they became very, very happy. At last, I want to ask a question. I used to ask it in many times with the people. Who are the happiest person in the world? Who? I don't hear. Jacob? Who is the happiest person in the world? I want to ask one best. I want to hear one. Who is the happiest person in the world? Me? Mishama. No one, everyone has a problem. Who is the happiest person in the world? I want to... people who are close to God. The same answer. Who is the happiest person in the world? I want to hear one by one. People who are with God. Once I asked the same question when I visited a family. I visited a family in Los Angeles. And when I asked who is the happiest person in the world, and there was a person about 11, 12 years old, said, Abuna, I am the happiest person in the world. His mother and his father said, he said the truth. He always very happy. Because he is in the hands of God. Then when I ask, who are the happiest person in the world? I answer, I am the happiest person in the world. You answer, I am the happiest person in the world. Because I have a union with the Father through the work of the Holy Spirit and my Lord Jesus Christ. There is nobody is more happier than me. If you have real repentance and you have real confession, you will say, I am the happiest person in the world. And not only you will be the happiest person, you will be the source of happiness to others. Because you have the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the source of joy. Whoever sees you will be very happy. I hope truly we have to look to repentance and confession as a return to God and enjoy the happiest life in Him. Glory be to God. Amen. If there is any questions, one of two. Yani, we understand all the speech or we do not understand it at all. If there is no questions. If there is any question, I have it. When sin make you upset, shy from Abuna, we put anything on the face of Abuna and see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ on him, then you will not be shy. You are dealing with God, with the Lord who is in Abuna. You are not dealing with Abuna directly. If you see the Lord Jesus Christ and you see the Holy Trinity, in fact, is revealed to you, you will never become shy at all. Abuna, when he was in your age, he has many also problems. And he was in need, everyone is in need of Father in confession. All mankind, even the Pope, the Bishop, the monk, the hermit, all of us, all the priests have to confess. Then why you are shy? Any other question? Thank you very much.